Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tam.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW. Coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Hannah Redden, and I'm with the Hanging Stone Climbing Company. We are Fort McMurray's first and only bouldering gym, a type of rock climbing that does not have any harnesses, which makes it a lot more accessible for families and young children as we have no weight limits and it's a lot easier to learn.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, sir.
That is so interesting, because in my head, yeah, I figured everybody would have a harness on.
No, here with bouldering, we have all these fantastic crash pads. So whenever people come in, we give them an orientation so they can learn about the gym, and a fall test so that they know how to safely fall from any height on this wall.
That's cool. And so explain the difference between bouldering and rock climbing to me, because I have no idea what the
difference is. So I think what you're thinking of is bouldering versus top rope. So with top rope, you're always having a harness on and you're either using a belay, an auto belay, or you're with a belayer. So somebody who has tied the rope on for you and they're the ones holding you up.
Right.
So we do love that. That's what we have at McDonald Island. And if you're going to go out in the real rock climbing mountains, that's probably what you're going to be doing.
Yeah.
But with bouldering, you'll see that since there's no ropes, we just climb up to the top and then we come back down.
Wild. Okay. And how did you get into this?
I have been climbing since pretty much ever since I can remember. My father introduced it to me as soon as the wall at Mac Island was built, and I've loved it ever since.
Okay, so you're born and raised here in Fort McMurray?
I am indeed.
Really? Okay. Now, obviously, we've met before, so
yes.
I kind of know the answer to this question. Where did you go to high school?
I was actually homeschooled.
There we go. I set that up perfectly. I want to hear about that. So you were homeschooled. Did you have siblings? How did that all work?
So I do have one sibling.
Okay.
He is most fantastic, and he chose not to be homeschooled. He went to Father Merck. He graduated from there, loved it.
Yeah.
And I just chose to stay at home where I could do my studies and then hop on over to Mac Island, do some rock climbing.
Yeah.
And I've always loved it, and I loved the schedule that it was able to give me so I could have a little bit more free time to... I was always a very physical child, so being able to run around instead of sitting around in a classroom was very advantageous for me.
Yeah, over the last few years, we've interviewed a lot of people who have had different type of schoolings, from Merck, Comp, some at I used to call it Second Chance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, the different learning styles, and there's online learning now for a lot of kids too.
Yes.
So yeah, with the learning styles, it definitely does allow for you to just excel at what you need to excel at.
Absolutely. I think that it is so helpful for children, because especially with these enormous class sizes that we're seeing in schools nowadays, just because there's so many kids and not very many teachers,
right.
A lot of kids aren't able to learn in their best learning style. And for me, homeschooling and online learning was really able to help me grow into the person that I needed to be without restricting me to those 8-hour days where I had to, stay there, be quiet, and learn amongst so many other children when I would get just so overstimulated with it.
And I like the one thing you said in regards to you were physical, you needed to move.
Yes.
And that would be challenging if you needed to sit down for that 45 and then only get to move to the next class
yes.
and have to sit again. I could see how that would be a little bit
yes.
restricting.
It was. I really thrive with routines. So that was one way that that school did work with me. But I wouldn't be able to learn because I'd had to sit there for so long in such a restricted space. And with homeschooling, I was still able to have that routine while being able to go, oh, it's time for my 15-minute break. I'll go run around the yard. I'll come back. And it was a lot better for me as a person.
That's awesome. So you were saying your dad introduced you to rock climbing.
Yes.
So is he still involved in rock climbing? Is he still
He is. He actually just brand new pair of shoes so he could climb on this wall. He was in here just the other day crushing it.
Really?
And my mom's actually gotten involved with it as well. She'd never shown too much of an interest, but as soon as we opened this, she was like, ah, guess it's my time to shine.
Yeah, that's sweet. So where are your parents from?
My father's from BC and my mom was born in Calgary.
Okay. And so he was into rock climbing from where he grew up. And then
my dad was always a super active guy. Okay. He and my uncle used to walk around on their hands all the time instead of their feet. They're just always super, super active.
Yeah, that's cool. And so with Fort McMurray having a rock climbing wall down at Mack Island, mm-hmm. you could practice there, but in the real world, are you a rock climber who goes out and climbs some of the mountains?
I personally am not actually super into outdoor rock climbing. Right. I find that it's a very different experience.
100%.
Because you'll notice on this wall, let's take a look at this yellow one here with our fantastic little yellow rat up top. Yeah. You can see, okay, I need to grab every yellow hold and that's going to get me to the top.
Right.
But on a mountain, you just look at the mountain and you go, wow, how am I supposed to get here? And you really have to plot it out in your mind. There's nothing laid out for you.
Right.
So I prefer the expectations set indoors, but mm-hmm. I also do enjoy outdoors. It's just a lot more of a mental struggle for me.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I would have never thought about that, like the mental component of it. Your mind has to be sharp because you can't really, like, if you make a mistake,
it's a lot more intense, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you see here, all of this was inspected by engineers. It was put together by professionals on mountains. You don't know the last time somebody looked at it, right?
Right. And that's the one thing. You guys have hosted some climbing events with films. And you look at those films and you're just like, when was the last time somebody drilled in that hanging piece?
Exactly. And do you know if they were qualified to do that?
Yeah.
And we have a lot of trust in them, as we should, because a lot of the time they are extremely knowledgeable in that.
Yeah.
But you do have to put your trust in somebody that you don't know at all.
Yeah, yeah. So when it comes to climbing, outside of just doing it recreationally, like what else and what other directions can you potentially take that into?
With rock climbing?
Yeah. Or
I find that rock climbing is one of my favorite sports because it is so transferable, because it gives you incredible body weight strength.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a lot of people come in here who are, you know, very used to the gym scene and they go, oh, wow, I can't do this because I can't pull my own body weight up.
Yeah.
But with this, you get so strong so quickly. So you can take that into Ninja Warrior. I've competed on that for years. And this was my favorite way to train for that outside of Direct Ninja.
Right.
Going to the gym is fantastic as well. Mm-hmm. Just being able to, you know, go up, do your chin-ups. You can use every piece of equipment because you want to train every muscle in your body, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I've actually never had a sport that I don't think rock climbing helps me with.
Explain ninja to me.
So American Ninja Warrior, we love it around here.
Okay.
It's basically, think of it like an obstacle course with high stakes.
Okay.
So it's a lot of swinging around, you know, you got your rings, you got your nunchucks. If you think of that giant TV show where all those obstacles are over water, that's what we do without the water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so where and how do you compete with that? Because all I know of that is what I see on television.
For sure. So we actually have a Ninja Warrior gym in town called Total Fit Ninja Warrior. They're in the Frank Spragans building right in Thickwood, owned by two fantastic people, Greg and Glenda Higdon. We love them. If you want to go pop by there, they're there every Monday and Wednesday. I think it's $15 for a drop-in.
Okay, cool. And that's where you would go and train. And then how do you compete?
They put on their own competitions. There's a couple different leagues for Ninja Warrior, actually.
Okay.
Such as WNL, which is the World Ninja League.
Yeah.
UNAA, which is the Ultimate Ninja Athlete Association. And we've competed worldwide with them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So when you say worldwide, where have you gone to compete?
I've been to Vegas and Florida. And Neil has also gone to, our other owner, Neil, has also gone to North Carolina.
Cool. And like, what kind of numbers of people are showing up to compete in like?
There's a lot. So you do have to qualify to compete. So first you have to get past the regional competitions, which are a little more, you know, tight numbers, small. And then you go to the national competitions, which are usually hosted somewhere in Canada, like Langley, Edmonton, or Calgary.
Okay.
And then once you qualify for nationals, then you're going to Worlds.
Worlds, yeah. And that's usually in America, I'd imagine.
Typically, yes.
Yeah. Interesting. And so what about this sport or activity really hooked you from a young age?
It has to be the community. I have never been in another sport where your direct competition is the one cheering you on.
Mm.
In ninja and rock climbing alike, the first person to cheer when you reach the end, you get to the top, is the person going after you. it's more of a competition against yourself than the other people. Like, you know, soccer, hockey, dance, all of that. You're going against people, right? And that's the nature of the sport, and that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. But I find that I much prefer the positivity that you get from things like rock climbing and ninja, because everybody just wants you to succeed.
Yeah, very cool. Now, I know you guys have had a passion for this for a very long
yes.
time, looked at different buildings. So how did you finally decide this is the spot that we want to be in?
Well, Neil put in a whole bunch of work to get here.
Yeah.
You'll notice that since we have this fantastic 14-foot wall here, the ceilings need to be very high.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to find warehouse space with ceilings this high.
Yeah.
And so when we found this one, we said, all right, this is the one. We've been looking at a couple others, but they just weren't quite right. The location wasn't great. We didn't like that there wasn't any light in the warehouse. And we come to this one and we say, oh yeah, we're going to make this one work.
Cool.
And here we are.
That's awesome. And now with constructing something like this,
mm-hmm.
who, how, where, how does this even begin? How does it start? There's obviously professionals, like you said, that come and put
absolutely.
This in.
So first you have to get everything engineered. So an engineer makes it all, stamps it, says this is safe to create.
Yeah.
The roof can support something like this. You can start building it.
Yeah.
So then you get a welder to come in and weld all these enormous pieces to the ceiling to anchor it.
Yeah.
And then a group comes in and they'll affix all the other metal pieces that we affix these actual boards to.
Okay.
And then you put the boards on.
All right.
But I think the longest part was putting all the T-nuts in these boards, because every single hole there mm-hmm. has a little metal nut called a T-nut in it,
okay.
which is what we drill the holes into.
Yeah.
And you have to put every single one into every single hole.
And what about the routes that you've created here? How does that start? Is that something that in your head you've picked, or?
Exactly. You just take your holes, you just go, okay, what color do I want this route to be? Because you really have to make sure that you don't have different colors intersecting, or you can't tell which one's which, right?
Right.
So for example, let's take this yellow one here. You go, all right, I want this one to be geared towards people who are a little bit newer to climbing, who don't have a whole bunch of strength. So we're going to choose holds that are easy to hold onto, and we're going to put them pretty close together.
Yeah.
But you don't want it to be boring, so you don't want it to be left, right, left, right, left, right. You want to make people think a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But not too hard. So we have this one here, gigantic feet, so it's easy for beginners.
Yeah.
And then a little goal to get to. Kids love going to our yellow rat there.
Yeah.
And then you can also practice just a little bit of a crimp with those small jugs, and then you get to the top.
Right.
But let's say you want to try something really stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can see this black one in the camera here, but it's basically a four hold route.
Yeah.
You start on those ones there, and you do something called a dyno, which is basically jumping through the air with your whole body, starting from your hands, that one to that one, and then you stand up on those holds and reach the top.
Cool.
And that one, certainly not for beginners. It takes a lot more thought to get something so dynamic in there.
Right. And is this something that, like, all of the different staff pick a route? Is this something that you and Neil come up with? Like, how were these routes selected?
All us staff, myself, Neil, and Vince, have created routes here.
Okay.
But we also love having some other route setters come in. For example, we have a bunch of friends such as Shane Dixon. He's fantastic. He created this red route here, which is crazy to do.
Yeah.
We love having friends come in, because every route setter has a little bit of their own style. So you can usually tell who's created each route.
Yeah.
And you don't want somebody to look at them and go, okay, well, this one, and this one are all kind of the same. You want that great variety, which comes from having so many different route setters.
Yeah. And because how you've set this up, you can always take a route down, put new ones. So it's always evolving.
Yeah, so we're hoping to do a lot of new route setting every month. We're going to be taking down parts of this wall, usually about 1.5 faces, and completely redoing it. And then that one will stay up for about a month, and we'll do this face and this face.
Yeah.
But in between that time, we'll usually be putting up one or two new routes, just kind of sneaky, before the set. For example, this purple one here is pretty new. We put that one up without anybody seeing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so if people are coming to climb, that keeps it fresh.
Exactly, right? Because if you've done every route on this wall, you come and you go, oh,
yeah,
what next? I've already done it.
That's
and you know, people can actually create their own.
Yeah.
For example, you see this yellow one, you go, oh, this one is so boring. How about I don't use my feet this time? That's called campusing. Very different experience.
What's it called?
It's called campusing.
Not using your feet, just
not using your feet.
That's wild. Like, I don't have I watch the movies. I don't have the finger strength.
It is incredible what people are able to do. We've
unreal.
Got we have these training implements called campus boards and hang boards, which is basically just you practicing, you know, hanging with just your body weight on different types of crimps and holds.
Yeah.
And one of our owners, Vince, is just insane with crimps.
Yeah.
We've got this one called the transgression board. It will make you, you know, kind of question your life a little bit, where it's just little strips that are, you know, first one's 20 millimeters. So can you hang on to 20 millimeters?
Yeah.
And it goes all the way down to 6. You're basically hanging on to like a penny. Oh, and have you ever seen anybody with chin up on 6 millimeters?
No.
That's Vince.
Wild.
Mm-hmm.
He's here, yeah?
He is.
I'm going to have to see that before I leave.
I think you should. Yeah, he can also do a one-arm chin-up if that's something you're interested in
seeing.
Yeah,
very much. Because I like chin-ups. I can do them and pull-ups and stuff. Mm-hmm. One-arm?
One-arm is something most people will never be able to accomplish.
No.
It takes an intense amount of training.
No doubt. So they can't see this on the camera, but there's another wall over there. What's that represent? What's that for? Because it's a lot. It's not as tall.
It's not as tall. So this one is our traverse wall, which is kind of where we put our practice problems.
Okay.
So for example, we have an orange route there, which is just a bunch of really big feet and there's no handholds.
Yeah.
So we want use that to practice something called slab, which is basically balance climbing.
Yeah.
So if you see, for example, a route on here, you go, oh man, there's a slab bit. I am not very good at slab. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to spend all your time practicing that one route and failing on the slab over and over again, you go, okay, I'm just going to practice my balance on the traverse wall with the slab route, and then once I'm feeling confident, I'll hop back on there.
Right, very interesting. And when it comes to kids getting involved in this,
yes,
like yourself from a young age, how can that take place here at your guys' facility?
We love having kids here. So we usually say 5 and up because that's just when kids are able to better follow instructions and understand what's going on. But as long as they're able to pass the fall test, which is where we show you how to safely fall, then they are welcome to climb.
Nice.
And if you're not able to, then we just ask that parents keep them within arm's reach at all times. They're still welcome to climb.
Right.
And that's why we love having so many different types of routes on here, because kids will try anything,
yeah,
right?
They will, yeah.
Like they don't look at something and go, oof,
yeah,
that's a little intimidating to me. They say, I'm going to touch that yellow rat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Now, what are the hours of operation? How can people get, like, what's the cost?
So we are open 10 to 10 every single day of the week.
Okay.
And we do have a lot of different options for what you'd like to do. So we have drop-in passes. So for an adult, it's $20 a day. Now, a day pass covers you for the entire day. You can come here, leave, eat lunch, come back, and you're still covered under the one cost. So
cool.
An adult is $20, a youth or student, so that's 11 to 17, or college students with ID, are $16, and children, which is 10 and under, are $12.
Okay.
But we also offer monthly passes, monthly recurring passes, annual passes. You can get a 10 punch pass, which is basically buy 10, get one, or buy 9, get one free.
Yeah.
So that's $180. We also have punch passes for students and youth.
Okay.
And we just want to make it as accessible as possible for everybody to climb here.
And as far as like classes, if I'm an old man, if I wanted to get involved, are there classes that somebody could teach me, or is that a one-on-one?
So we will be implementing classes in the future. It's not something that we're currently offering, but if you're looking for your kid to get into climbing, then we do have our summer camps available for registration right now.
Okay.
So they are training camps. So, you know, you come in and you say, man, my child loves climbing. I want to get them good at it.
Yeah.
We're going to teach them exactly how to do that, show them the proper warm-ups to do, what all the different holds are called, what all the different moves are called, show them, you know, different ways to balance and stuff. So that's going to be from the first week of July to the end of August.
Okay. Definitely need to get on that, because I would imagine, like, school is coming to an end pretty soon here.
Yes, sir.
So get ready for the phone calls, because parents are just looking for summer camp.
Oh, we're excited for them.
That's very cool. Now, is your brother into this at all?
You know, my brother actually bought a membership for here, and he does not ever intend on climbing. My brother loves video games, and he said, you know what, Hannah? I'm so glad that you're doing this. I don't want any part of it.
Yeah, that's fair enough. So video games and climbing walls are pretty...
Exactly. He's actually been here just to watch. He has no interest in climbing, and that's totally okay. It's not for everybody.
No. Now, when it comes to climbing, do you watch climbing like movies and videos, or are you just strictly...
You know what? I am actually not super into it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of very intense climbers.
Yeah.
I have so much respect for them, but the fact is that a lot of these climbers that you see in videos, they do so much intense stuff that they actually don't end up surviving very long.
Yeah.
And I would definitely prefer to stay within the league that... We've got one of our other founders dancing behind the camera here, trying to distract us.
Bro. Oh, you're bouncing. It's all good. You weren't filming anyways. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. No worries. Sweet.
Fantastic.
Send them to me later on. One of the other owners just came by, just so you guys were wondering who we're
speaking
with.
He is most fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I prefer watching more sustainable types of climbing, which is why I enjoy just being in the moment. You know, you go to Edmonton and you see blocks competitions. I love watching people climb there. Yeah. I love them, but the films are not necessarily for me.
Yeah, I feel you, because it's one of those things where I always have to tell myself, they're not going to die.
Yeah.
Because this is a film at like a film festival. They would have given me a warning if I was about to watch a snuff film, you know? But I, like, it really gets me
especially, you know,
anxious.
You see people doing something called free soloing, which is basically climbing by themselves with no ropes. And a lot of people are very good at it, and they do a lot of it, but it only takes one fall.
That's right. I'm saying, why? Like, there's that one guy, I forget his last name, Alex. I don't know his last name. He's famous. Every time I go to Banff Film Festival, he has a film in there, and he solo climbs. And I'm like, this guy is wild.
It takes a different breed of person.
Yeah. I like big respect and everything, but I'm just thinking, like you said, one mistake.
One fall. And that's why I love bouldering. Even if you fall, we got these fantastic mats here. They're rated for falling from the very top of the wall.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's nice that you guys have it in a building, because in Fort McMurray, where we are, like, it's winter a lot, or like today it's raining.
You know
raining.
What? It's snowing right now in June.
Yeah, so like to have this inside gives you like physical activities that you can do year round.
Exactly.
So that's really cool. Now, as far as the downtown, I love that you guys are downtown. How have you felt just being down here in this area has been since you moved in?
The area has actually been very kind to us. Our neighbors have, you know, never given us any trouble. They're very welcoming around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get a lot of traffic around here because, you know, there's the campus right there. We got all these buses that come around. So people go, hanging stone, I wonder what that is. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know we had this in here.
So you have people walking in and checking
all
it out.
All the time.
That's sweet.
Yes.
Because, yeah, like literally across the street from Keanu, I was just teaching there, not yesterday, the day before. And like so many students, when they were walking out, were walking by here to get to the bus stop. So I was wondering, I wonder how many of them like...
Yeah, we get a lot of people just walking in. They want to check it out, see what it's about. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to bring my friends tomorrow and give it a try.
Yeah, even a birthday party here would be pretty sweet.
We do. We do offer birthday parties here.
Okay.
It's 1 hour on the wall, 1 hour in our party room. And, you know, it does also give one instructor for every party so kids can, you know, safely learn how to climb, kind of see what's up with this whole thing.
Yeah. Very cool. And you were saying, like, today there's a group coming in. Is that
there
a party
is.
Or is that a class?
It's a birthday party, absolutely.
Oh, man, I got bad news. Tanner just tapped his watch. So that means we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Shameless shout-out or plug, anything. I know.
Man, you know what? I know that I've already talked to them, but Total Fit Ninja Warrior has been absolutely fantastic to us. If anybody wants to go check them out, please do. They're on Frank Spragan's building in Thickwood. They are absolutely fantastic. Mondays and Wednesdays, they host for 5 and Up as well.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.